Well, you'd think I would know everything there is to know about this open mic. Wrong. I don't. Ira does record everybody, but in terms of what he puts up on the website, he doesn't put the features work on the website, but the feature can get this material if he or she wishes it. So it's accessible, but because it's such a long body of work, the feature has to ask for it. I also want to mention before bringing up the next performers, we are here the first, second, and fourth Tuesdays of the month. And so we'll be back a week from tonight with double features. Yes, Jake, what is it?
What about the third? What happens on the third Tuesday?
That is the Twice Told Tales open mic over in West Concord, hosted by John Ferullo and Betsy Manvioli. I would have mentioned that when John was up here. So I would have said it that he also hosts another open mic, which he'll tell you about when he comes up. But interrupting my train of thought is dangerous because it's hard for me to get it back. A week from tonight, so don't interrupt me, Jake. A week from tonight, we have double features. We have Phil and Tricia Knudsen. Thank you, Jake. Oh, it's only the beginning of January. What kind of year is this going to be? We just don't know. The other act is, let's see, who is it? Mike Delaney. See, I told you, right? Mike Delaney and Ken Porter. We'll have that duo. And Mike Delaney also has been an open mic host and likely will be again in Roslindale. And Phil and Tricia Knudsen are open mic hosts at Center for the Arts in Natick. And Harriet Hart will do the mini set, so come back in a week if you can. All right, let me dig myself out of this now and bring Steve Paveo, the uncle of that very talented fellow who was up earlier. That was Matt Borello, and Steve and Matt are coming up together. Please welcome Steve and Matt.
You know, Alan, you could have mentioned that, you know, George Washington be the father of our country, that his brother actually was the uncle of our country.
Do you have a stand? No. Do you need to see these words?
No.
Sure?
I'll make it so you can see them. Does he need to read them?
No.
Yeah,
it'd
be good to see them.
Yeah. Who's singing the tune?
We're singing. We're both
doing
singing.
Split. Why don't you put it right here? Right here.
No showing off. No showing off.
Matt and I were working out one of his very early compositions. I don't know how old you were.
First song I ever wrote.
How old were you? 13?
14 or something 14. Like that.
Good song. Sometimes it's the early ones. Take Me Home. It's one of Matt's earlier songs. He's kind of retired it from his set. When was the last time you played it?
Maybe 6 months, 8 months.
Oh, yeah. I picked it up and I've been playing it because I really like it. Nice. I like these nice, simple, folksy kind of songs.
Let me in again, put on a pot of tea, Honey, flick the switch, turn on the light so I can see. Lift me up again to the cupboard I can't reach. Teach me tricks that a trillion teachers couldn't teach. Take me home. Take me home again so I can start again. So I can start again. You know I will. Let me begin again. Sometimes I get so sick of me, never knowing what to say or who I'm supposed to be. Put me to bed again and let your moonlight shine, even though you know I can't be with you all the time. Take me home. Take me home again so I can start again. Start again, you know I will.
Wake me up again, jog my memory, show me your scrapbooks with pages. My heart again, in pieces on the floor. Lend me a broom so I can sweep them out the door. Take me home. Take me home again so I could start again. So I could start again. You know I will. Hoist me up again, up off the dirty ground. These blues, I'll be a ticket out of town. Mend my heart again, pieces on the floor. Lend me a broom, I'll be sweeping out the door. Keep me in your heart and with guidance overcome. Keep me in your heart and with guidance overcome. Take me home. Take me home again. Start again, so I could start again. You know I will. You know I will. You know I will. You know I will. You know I will.
Uncle Steve.
Matt.
Nice job, guys. We'll practice it next time.
Oh, is this our stuff? Yeah.
Remember, these guys will be here this Saturday night, along with Matt's equally talented sister and Steve's two sons, Aiden and Connor. No, they're called Aiden and Victor now. Connor is no longer Connor. He's Victor because it's cooler for sixth grade or so that he's in.
Seventh grade.
Oh, okay, even more important. But anyway, they'll all be here this Saturday night. It'll be an amazing night. Okay.